am not okay. When did we now start turning 35? Also, the fact that now I can't be considered youth, okay? I'm closer to 40 than I am at 30.
It's not enough, Nozi. So welcome to the time where things are going to start creaking. You're going to have to stretch in the morning instead of just getting up. You know that movement where you get out of bed and you're like, ha!
Yes!
You can break your neck if you're in your
voice. No!
You try to get up.
What's up, everybody? My name is Nozibele Kamganamayaba. Welcome to Don't Hold Back. This is where we say it loud. This podcast is in collaboration with DW Jacaranda FM and East Coast Radio. Okay, let's get into it. First things first, Usiswako is turning 35 later this year. And I am not okay. When did we now start turning 35? Also, the fact that now I can't be considered youth, okay? I'm closer to 40 than I am at 30. A lot of things that are running through my mind. Am I where I'm supposed to be? Have I done enough in my 30s to land me softly in my 40s? Am I going to start working harder now to make sure in my 40s I'm more comfortable? What is it? Okay. Now, to break it down and hopefully calm me, and I'm not confident about the coming part because already we had an off-camera conversation, which is going to repeat like right here. My favorite person, I look up to her, even though she doesn't know it yet. I stalk her all the time. She is a radio personality, TV personality, an award-winning, best-selling author, a coach. My favorite, Ilana Africa Bread and Gum.
Hi. I feel like there should be like an audience.
Every time
you say
something,
every time you say, oh, I don't know what to do, I'm turning 35, they go, oh. Uh-huh. And then when you go, but I think I'm going to be fine. And then they go, ah.
Ilana, please, can you not take over my studio?
Oh, excuse me. But it's a lovely studio. It's wonderful to be here. And you look great. I'm a fan of yours. You look amazing.
Thank you. You look amazing.
Her up close.
Hello.
Her earrings and her kindness. It shines through. Thanks for having me.
Thank you.
Can I just say something?
Yes.
Take a deep breath. Because age is a gift that was given to us.
Yes. Yes. Thank you for that. Good start, actually.
It is.
Wait, before we even get into the conversation, let me ask. First things first, it's a tradition for a guest to bring a snack. What did you bring?
I first have to tell you a joke.
Oh, no.
So at home,
yes,
we don't say snack.
Okay.
We say, Mommy, can I have a snig?
Oh, okay.
Like a snack.
Yes.
So I brought you a snack.
Okay. Tell me, what did you bring?
I decided to bring you a few snacks because I eat a lot.
Okay.
And so there's many snacks in here.
Okay.
I've got rice cakes, trail mix, a banana, and then yogurt with cinnamon.
Someone close to my heart. See, other guests are being in fed cooks, chocolates, knowing very well that I am on a diet. Finally, someone understands where my heart is.
I am not on a diet. Because in the trail mix,
these are healthy.
They're healthy, but in the trail mix, I don't know if you remember it. We used to call it, as children, we used to call it, yeah, China fruit.
No.
It's a prune that's dried and it's got probably something like sherbet around it.
Oh.
So it's quite sugary. And girl, if ever in your life,
it's a balance.
If ever in your life, yeah, you have tried to go to the bathroom and you just couldn't.
Oh, is it?
This is it.
Okay.
It's the answer to all your problems.
Okay, we are going to find out the story behind all these snacks later on. Now, let's get into it.
Mm-hmm.
Just told you, I'm turning 35. A lot is running through my mind. Career-wise, financially, mm-hmm, family, am I where I'm supposed to be? Should I be working harder? Mm-hmm. Or should I just relax? Is there any reason for me to be worried about turning 35 in the next couple of years?
So I think when one asks that question already, you can answer it for yourself.
Mm.
And you know what's interesting about us as females? We ask that question every single year.
Yeah.
We ask it when we're interns. We ask it when we are turning 20, 30, 40.
Mm.
We ask it when we're turning 45.
Yeah.
And so I think there's nothing to be worried about.
Okay.
Age and years is something that is given to us, and it's, yeah, a gift.
Mm.
And we as humans and as women are putting so much pressure on ourselves, thinking that years is given to us and that we are immortal.
Yeah.
And so you know, infinite and immortality. We are human. And this moment right now where I'm sitting with you is what I'm living for. Mm-hmm. This is the moment. Mm-hmm. That and packing Lego this morning. Because I've got small kids and that is my life. And so if there's anything that I, that you, Nozi, have not achieved until today, you know what chances are? I'm reading a book at the moment that stipulates and it says the following. It says, even if you had to put down your to-do list and all the things that you want to achieve in life, right? The day we leave Earth, we still would not have completed our to-do list. Mm. So we might as well stop stressing because the to-do list is never going to be finished.
Yeah. Given that, you know, guys, age is a blessing. Age is basically, there's nothing to worry about. But even given that, do you believe someone who's watching this, who's in their mid-30s or even sometimes in their 20s, because we're targeting young people, what are the things that we should be aware around this age that you feel prepared you for where you are?
Wow. So let's go through the ages, right? Yeah. I remember that when we realize we know something, we should keep in mind who our teachers are.
Mm.
If you are on social media and scrolling the whole time, that's going to be your teacher.
Yeah.
If you surround yourself with holy people, you'll be surrounded by holiness and knowledge. If you surround yourself with the wrong crowd who parties every weekend, that is who you're going to learn from.
Mm.
If you surround yourself with negative people all the time, you're going to be negative.
Yeah.
If you are worried that death is on your doorstep, you're never going to live because all you're going to be looking forward to is that.
Mm.
And so I think the first thing we need to realize is who's our teacher in these times that we want to age and grow.
Mm-hmm.
Someone said something beautiful the other day. I said to her, girl, you move jobs, you know, because she was in another job.
Yes.
I met her at a different corporate and she said to me, and I said to her, why did you leave? And she said, oh, it was time to grow.
Mm.
It wasn't time to go. It was time to
grow.
So in our 20s, 30s, 40s, it doesn't matter what age we are. I think it is important to know who's our teachers. The same as us as parents, Nozi.
Yeah.
You know, we're raising children. And as a stepmom, I'm raising stepkids. We don't say stepkids in our house, but this is for the sake of reference.
Yes.
I'm raising four kids.
Mm.
And so when they are in a household with their mother and with their father, my dear husband, who I love very much, I need to remember that they are learning from me.
Yeah.
And who is the parent that is showing up for those four kids?
Mm.
So when they look to parent, I'm it.
Yeah.
Tag, now you're it, Nozi. Mm. And then me, and then the aunt, and then the mentor, and then the show host. So in our 20s, I think it's important to see who is shaping our world for us. I remember at age 20, my best friends were my dad.
Yes.
And my best friends were my pastor.
Mm.
And my best friends were people who I worked with.
Mm.
And thank goodness and thank God I was surrounded by the right people because my mentorship came from ordinary people who happened to at the time did extraordinary things.
Yeah.
They never saw themselves as mentors and now I will be your mentor. It wasn't that kind of mentorship. But I remember I would hang around my director's house at the time because in my 20s I started television and he had dogs and on a Sunday that's where I had lunch.
Mm.
And then on a Friday I would be at Sis Jerry's house and that's where I did my washing.
Mm.
And every single day, I would call my dad. Up until today, my mom and my dad, they are my friends. And my dad and I, we speak every single day.
Yeah.
And that kept me accountable to something. Do you know my parents still till this day have got no idea of what I do?
Mm.
Because in their lives, I am just me.
Yeah.
And so when I come home, which is often, I do the dishes and I have to make mom tea and I enjoy it. But they don't. They say, so what do you do at that station? They don't know it's Jacaranda FM because they have got no idea. Because
what
they're interested in is me because no matter how old I am, to our older, mature audience, people that love us, we will just be a kid.
I love what you said that, you know, it's not about, once again, the generation gap or the different generations or the different ages. It's about who your teacher is. I mean, when I look back, I don't regret some of the decisions that I made in my 20s because I believe it influenced now the kind of woman I am in my 30s. But I sometimes look back and reference, like, who was my teacher in my early 20s? And if I had to go back, what would I have changed in terms of people that surrounded me? For example, from a financial point of view, now that I'm 35, I'm like, gosh, if I had started, you know, saving or if I had started investing while I was still in my 20s, I think I would have been gotten so far financially. I don't regret it. It's a lesson learned. But it's one of those things when I look back, I'm like, yeah, if I had honestly surrounded myself with people that were going to empower me more from a financial point of view, even career-wise, I believe I would have been so far ahead. And that's some of the advice I give to anyone who's in their early 20s who comes to me for advice. Girl, if you just started working, invest, save as much as you can, because that lands you quite comfortably in, you know, in as you grow and as you, yeah.
I want to challenge your perception. Okay. And I want to say that Please? You didn't make a mistake starting to save later in life.
Okay.
If you've never started, start now. Mm. If you've never dreamt, start now. Mm. If you've never lived, start now. Mm. If you've never ever reached or made a decision that's good and that benefits your life and that of your parents and people who you love and adore, start now.
Okay.
I always say, had you started saving in your 20s, what would you have used the money for?
True.
Exactly. So I'm glad you started saving later in life because you had fun.
Mm.
And now that you feel that it's good for you to start saving later on in life, that's what you did.
Mm.
Thank goodness I had my dad as my financial mentor.
Yes.
I remember at the time I said to my dad, okay, I'm ready. I'm going to do this. I'm going to start saving. And I said, okay, how do I save? And he said, forget about saving. Don't spend money that you don't have.
The biggest lesson for me, don't spend money you do not have.
Nosy, I don't have debt.
Mm.
Because my dad showed me earlier on in life that he used to call it a toppy.
Mm.
I used to love tops. So I would keep my peppy jeans because it was a vibe. Before you were born.
Oh my gosh.
And then I would interchange it with different tops the whole time. Now I'm in my scarf era. Okay?
Yeah,
I do scarves all the time.
Yes, yes.
So, but back then I would just interchange with tops the whole time. And he would say to me, a toppy. Remember, don't buy things, don't spend money that you don't have.
Yeah. And any tips on setting goals and actually pushing them through, you know, in terms of making sure you're reaching them?
I love the conversation around goals because the perception is that successful and unsuccessful people have got the same goals.
Mm.
The only difference is successful people reach their goals and unsuccessful people forgot to stick to it. And so one could say that I'm going to be in a goal mindset, or one could say that I'm going to change my habits.
Yeah.
And I am not in a goal mindset because I live a very calm, quiet life with my children and my family.
Okay.
And I don't have a lot of influence or people.
Okay.
And I don't socialize much. But what is significant and what might help you in a situation where there's a goal that needs to be reached, I'll use my fitness journey. I really wanted to run a half marathon.
Yes.
In fact, driving to the studio this morning, I realized that I've run half of this terrain around me.
Yeah.
If you're going to run a race, instead of saying, I want to run a race, which is extremely daunting, take it back to what kind of habits do I need to adapt in order to get to this point where I would need to run a race? So, you know, in terms of identity, we grow up thinking that only people who are in trouble run. It was never fitness.
Yeah.
You know, it was never exercise.
True.
So the habits that I had to change were things like I needed to change my diet a little bit so that I can be quicker on my feet. I needed to strength train because I'm in my 40s. And when you're in your 40s and when you're close to menopause or perimenopause, strength training is the one thing that you want to adapt.
Yeah.
I had to make sure that I supplement because now your bones and everything else, you know, it's not enough, Nosy. So welcome to the time where things are going to start creaking. You're going to have to stretch in the morning instead of just getting up. You know that movement where you get out of bed and you're like, ha.
Yes.
You can break your neck if you're in your
voice. No.
You try not to get up. So I had to adapt some of my habits in order to get to the goal. And only when I told myself I am a fit person.
Yeah.
I am a runner. Did I change the mindset and therefore reach my goal?
Mm-hmm.
And so goal setting is wonderful.
Yes.
But I think what's important to be mindful about is what kind of habits will I adapt in order to get to this goal that I have in mind.
Yeah. No, it's true what you're saying in terms of mindset, because I believe also that comes through with discipline as well. I remember making this note of how I've tried every other diet I've come across too. and I've not, it will start off good and then I kind of fall off. Mm. And basically it's the mindset and the discipline that's going to make me stick. And it's not necessarily even the diet per se. It's about adopting a healthy, healthy habits for me to stick through to whatever I set my mind into, right?
You know, Nazi, opening up our vulnerabilities and especially publicly or on social media or even around people that don't care for us is also opening the door for bad commentary. And so I normally keep my cards very close if there's something that I'm working on that I know needs to change within myself.
Yeah.
Especially if it's personal or I really want to achieve that goal. You know, where we put on social media in our 20s, perhaps body transformations, you know, hours
before and after.
Hey, man.
Hello.
The bikini. I mean, my bikini is so small when I wear it, it's a G-string. My kids go like, my kids are like, Mommy, look, it looks like jelly. Bum, ba, bum, 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 ba, ba. Because I will never fit in it again because I am not 20 anymore.
Yeah.
And so in my 20s, it was about being thin.
Yes.
At all cost. I mean, your stomach turned with the amount of diet pills you could consume because you didn't care.
Yes.
Your stomach lining was in agony.
Hello.
And in your 30s, you're like, hey, man, this food journey, okay, I love what's happening on social media with food at the moment because we all on a less alcohol, beautiful mindset where we just want to change. And then in our 40s, we actually don't care because we need to adapt a healthier lifestyle in order to make menopause easier.
Okay. Okay.
We need to adapt a healthier lifestyle because now we've got dependents and you want to live a little bit longer so that they don't, they're not the only people enjoying your retirement. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So there's other reasons now why we want to be healthy. I think you look great.
Thank you.
You'll turn 35 feeling maybe a little bit heavier than what you want to. But I can guarantee you that since you began your eating plan, your cholesterol is lower.
Yes.
Your stretches are higher. You can still carry a baby.
Yep.
And you're going to need some weight.
And I don't feel like I'm dying when I'm going up the stairs.
You see what I'm saying? And here's the other thing that no one tells you.
Yeah.
Humans have got needs, right?
Yeah.
And so one of our needs is to be intimate, to have sex. I say if you are healthy and you can still be intimate with your partner and enjoy it.
Yes.
You don't need a diet.
There you go. On that note, I want to play my favorite game with you called Rapid Fire Questions. Don't think
Wait,
about it.
I don't want to fall for this trick because that means the interview is almost finished.
It's not. It's not.
I will hold back on.
It's not. There's still a more conversation that's going to happen afterwards. I promise. Okay. Rapid Fire Questions. Don't think about it. First thing that comes into your mind.
Okay.
I think
I'm afraid.
Don't be afraid. I think you've answered this, but I'll still ask it again.
Sure.
Biggest myth about turning 35?
Biggest myth about turning 35 is that you need to be wealthy, settled, have a watch and have a coat and Cartier.
I know.
I think we need to sit down and just say, I'm going to start over and start again and I'm going to be healthy and kind.
I love that. A habit that changed your life?
Loving God and knowing that He cares about me because love can be a habit if you don't know how to love yourself.
Let me tell you, she is dropping bombs and just like wanting to go right through.
This quick fire thing is
that needed a moment. That in a moment. Okay. Favorite way to unwind after a busy day?
I don't unwind, but I do wake up stretching and that is really helpful. I don't think I need to unwind.
Really?
Just yet, no.
Kind of like after a hectic day, you know, back-to-back meeting.
You know what I often do? So first of all, I don't do any meetings.
Okay.
Not one.
Okay.
I am in no meetings.
What happens when someone, hey, can we discuss a strategy moving forward with this?
So my strategy is normally one-on-one with my team.
Okay.
And then if I'm hosting an event, I do 30 hours a month on stage.
Okay.
So usually my team has the meetings with the clients.
Nice.
And I step in, I'm the executor. So I will maybe take up 10 minutes of their time.
Yes.
But my research is 6 hours.
Okay.
I have packs of stuff that I need to go through.
Okay.
So for me, the value lies more in the preparation than having the conversation in a meeting.
Yeah.
Fair That's
enough.
Not for me.
Team can do that.
The team can do that.
Just tell me where to
prep.
Go.
Yeah. I do the prep.
Okay.
I will do reams of. So you know what I do?
Yes.
Just quickly on the quickfire. I do park outside my gate. I've got a really long driveway because I have a lot of dogs and animals and lots of children.
Okay.
So what I do is...
Wait. Hang on a second. She said animals. No, she said dogs, animals. What kind of animals? Like
Some of them have now died. We had hamsters, 16 of them.
Okay.
But they went to heaven. And then one Tani came to fetch them and the others went to the owls.
Okay.
Because there's owls too. But
16.
Guys,
16.
That's a story for another day. I know I cannot disclose.
No, but I kind of have to repeat that. 16. And how many dogs?
3.
Yeah.
But they're really cute.
Oh, okay.
They love all people.
No.
That's what everyone says about their dogs.
I don't believe most people that says that, but mine will show you.
No.
I've got a bulldog. She looks like this. Are you ready?
I can't.
And then I have so I'll just pull my face for those listening. Pull my face like a bulldog. So my teeth are, it's over my lip.
Okay.
The lip color is Brave, in case you like it.
Thank you.
They don't sponsor me. I'm just saying it in case you want pink
I
lips.
I can't.
And then I've got Christoph. He's a cross between a Jack Russell and a Fox Terrier. Okay. So normally when I say that, people go, ooh, because that means busy dog. But I run. And you know when I can run with Christoph next to me and bring him home tired?
Then you have it. No. Okay. So wait, you go up the driveway and I'm guessing you say
there's one more dog.
Okay.
Tracy Berry. Oh, she's a black Labrador. Oh, Marshall.
Alana, I don't care how many times you tell me about how cute the dogs are. I'm not getting a dog and I'm not going to your house.
They're actually here in the car. Should I bring them in?
No, it's okay.
No, okay.
Okay, you go up.
Okay, when I go, I stop in front of the driveway gates.
Yes.
And that's normally where I will make a phone call to someone who I really love and care about.
I love
and
that.
And that's how I unwind because I know once I park in front of the house, everyone comes running out.
Yeah.
And then it's like, mommy, and ruff, ruff, and everybody. And then I can be present. And
I do that as well. Literally drive into, you know, the gate in the garage.
And you wait.
Like 5 minutes or so just to get just back to myself, you know. Because once again, as soon as I'm like, no, I need
what
a moment.
What does he call you? Does he say mommy?
No. When that's a touchy subject for me.
Okay.
No, because I feel like he calls, my husband's name is Koo, so he calls his dad Koo or Daddy. Mm. No, he knows who. And then the nanny is Sissy. And then me is, he just stares. When he wants.
Yeah. Do you want to speak about that?
Not today.
Not today. Yeah. Okay.
It's okay.
So
okay,
it just means he's comfortable with you. That's all.
You think so?
Yes, because here's the thing. This is my best behavior, right? When I go home, I take these expensive shoes off.
Yes.
And my husband sees me in like an oversized panty, okay? Because I take off all the stops.
Yes.
Because I don't need to show him my best side always. He can just see me the way I am. And so guess what? When he's at school, that's my baby. He tells his friends, "Baba, mama, I'm telling you now because you're not watching." But when he is with you,
can he give me one, like I need that one moment?
He knows that it creates a reaction. So he.
It does, actually. Yeah. It does. Because I will freak out. Okay. Okay. One last question for Rapid Fire. One word that describes success to you.
Comfort.
I love that. Because you know why I love that? So many people that may describe success in different ways. Money, house. The way you said comfort.
I think for me it's comfort because if it's something that you really wanted, you should be so happy that you've achieved it and you're so comfortable with it. So, you know, my success is my family, Nozi. I think we all have so much because gratitude is my superpower. You know, I can look at my meal for today and my snack and be like, wow, I have so much. And I think the one thing over the years, right? In my 20s, I was different to my 30s and I'm different. I'm still the same person. But yeah, things have changed for me and they've changed better and it's wonderful. And when I say that, I mean in attitude, in being grounded, in who I surround myself with, and I guess financially and spiritually too. But the one thing that I feel has given me my superpower in waking up and feeling that the world is wonderful, is gratitude. Even when I travel, I will come back to this country and I will be like, this is the best country with the best people, with the best show hosts and podcasts and people.
So for someone who's listening and thinking to herself, no, Alana is in her 40s. She's gone through different stages in her life. She's settled. She's comfortable. I'm still trying to, you know, get over my debt. I'm paying my debt. I have two kids in university or going into university. I don't don't have time to be even sitting in my car after a long day because I need to make food, I need to do this, I need to make sure that I've helped them with homework. What do you say to someone like that's feeling that way, that may not necessarily relate to us, you know, say, guys, success for us is comfort. For them, it's like, give me 200,000 rand and that will be okay for me.
So it's interesting you say that. Often I work with my listeners on radio and I say to them, what do you wish someone had asked you today? And a lot of them would say, I wish someone said, can I give you 100,000 rand? And I almost want to say, even if someone had to ask you a financial question and give you money, it wouldn't change your mindset. It wouldn't change how you feel about certain things. And so for self that feels really overwhelmed and that feel that we don't have our stuff together, I want to say, guess what? People who dress nicely and who have got financial success and who are married and have children and that looks on social media like they have it all together, they also don't always have it all together.
Yeah.
That's the one thing I want you to remember. No one is perfect, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The other thing is if you really want to change your situation or where you are at, I find, and I follow one of my favorite leaders, he works in our organization at Jacaranda FM. He said to me, you know what? If anything needs to change, don't change everything at once. You know when you go for a makeover, you go into that room looking like Ilana. Then, then like, then when you come out, everyone's like, because you now had a makeover. They gave you new lashes. They gave you new hair. They gave you a new outfit. They gave you new shoes. But if I came out and just got lashes, they'd be like, oh, wow, it's still Ilana. Change three things only that is in your control. If something is dirty, make it clean. If you have bad language, decide maybe it's not for me. Today, I will use clean language only because that will help me move forward. And perhaps if you've got beef with your mom or your dad, call them up and just correct it. Three things, just that. And you know what? When you fix those three things, then you move on to the next three things.
Yeah.
Because this process of life, we're always going to have to work on something. All of us. Always going to work. In order for my husband to love me in that big panty that I wear around the house, I'm going to have to work on other things the whole time. I'm going to have to work on our love, on how I show up financially and bring my part. I'm going to have to show up in how I am a mother. I am the strictest mother in South Africa.
Good.
And sometimes I get told that I am too strict. I am too nothing. Okay. But I need to sometimes work on that too, so that I can be relatable. And approachable.
You know, as you speaking, I can't get over that all of this once again is around mindset. Nozi, if you had to take away you freaking out about turning 35, if you had to take that emotion away, would you still be comfortable where you are? And I'm like, yes, I would. If the age element of it, me turning 35 was not a factor, take that aside. Are you comfortable? Are you okay? Do you believe you're in a good space? And I am. So that means it's just this mindset around number. Oh, I'm turning 35. It's closer to 40 now. What am I doing? Have I achieved what I needed to achieve? It's just the the mindset and the pressures.
And I want to acknowledge you as well, because as women, we need to support each other. Yesterday, I had a conversation with a young lady about intergenerational support. You know, you can teach me so much because you're in a younger world situation, marriage, parenting stage. And I can teach you so much. We can learn from each other. And I want to acknowledge you. At age 35, you're doing great.
Thank you.
You're doing wonderfully.
Thank you.
Know what? When it's on your, we think that when is your birthday on the day that this miraculous one.
Yes.
And I have got, that's why I'm feeling
blessed
today. There is no such thing. Make it special on the day, because even if your enemy blesses you on your birthday, you will be blessed, my love. You take it, okay? But all the other things will come with time. We've got a lot of time. Yo, I've got too much to say about this, but you're doing great.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Okay.
What else do you need help with, Nozi?
No. I'm back to myself, okay? I am back to myself. Literally, if you could, if I could like literally show you what's happening right here, a lot of things I'm thinking about and I'm more zen. No, I needed this conversation. And I know someone out there needed this conversation.
I think I needed the conversation because it's wonderful to see that you're excited about turning 35. Mm-hmm. I'm turning 45 this month and it's going to be wonderful. And I'm going to remember this because reflecting is good, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay, now I wanna know the story behind the snack and I want to share the snacks with you.
So now, I didn't know you are on a health journey.
I'm trying.
And I want to just remind you again that it's not about losing weight.
Yes.
You look great.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So when you are in your 40s, you're going to start eating in order to nourish the body.
Yeah.
You can do it before then as well. I'm just talking about what was significant for me at this age. All right.
Perfect.
I've never been a fast food eater.
Yes.
But what's great about empowering you with the right people around you, I've this year decided that my gift is a dietitian.
Oh.
Even though I've never been overweight, I have people always see me and then they go, "You've lost so much weight." And then I'm like, "Who do they think I am?"
Because I have not
picked up or lost. So I've always kind of stayed the same, unless I was pregnant.
Yes. Okay? Yes.
But I don't know who they saw anyway, but I've never needed to see a dietitian. Mm. And my gift for me in my 40s was I said to myself, "I'm going to go and see a dietitian." And then she taught me something.
Yes.
That when we snack, it doesn't have to be one snack. It doesn't have to be two snacks. It can be a lot of snacks.
Yes.
And so every day I drive around in my car with this bento box.
Wow. Okay.
For lack of a better word, I should give it another name, like a snack box.
Yes.
Wait, should I open it?
Yes, please.
It's quite a thing. So I fill it with
banana.
So sometimes I'll add an apple.
Okay.
But there's always a protein, a carbohydrate, and a fruit.
And I guess the prune is also a laxative, but
it
okay.
Is. Mm-hmm. It is. It will help. But here's the rule. Mm-hmm. You can only have this if you have water.
Oh, okay.
And here's the other rule.
A person after my own heart.
You have to eat it in your car.
Oh.
And then when you get home, your husband must go, "Why do you always eat in your car?" And then you're like, "I always eat in my car.
Because I can. I always
eat in my car." So this is really cool because it will keep you until lunchtime.
Nice.
So if you've had your full breakfast,
yes.
I had a delicious breakfast this morning.
Nice.
But now when I drive from you,
okay.
I'm going to eat this whole thing.
Good.
Because it's all healthy. Because I don't want to lose weight.
Mm.
I just want to be healthy.
Oh.
And the other thing that I've learned in my 40s is to chew. You know why? Because we swallow food whole because we were in such a rush.
I can
show you how I can eat this banana without chewing it.
Okay, no. Especially if it's a banana, I don't want you to.
I don't want you to.
For the purpose of the show,
we just cut my mascara off.
We're not going to do that.
So, okay. What does it taste like? Is it good?
It's really good.
I made it myself. So my trail mix.
Did you make the trail mix yourself? No, it's really good.
So the trail mix, just a variety of seeds.
Mm.
And then would you like to try one of the prunes? It's going to change your life.
Okay.
So it's slightly salty. So this is not a normal dried prune. It's actually, we used to eat it as, no, you have to put the whole thing in your mouth. That's good, right?
Mm.
And this that's my good. Snack.
Last words. Someone is listening, was panicking, but now they're coming together.
Mm.
You know, they're more calm. They have a lot to think about, just like me.
Mm.
Last words about turning this big age. Others may be turning 30, others may be turning, 40. Last words.
Mm.
Also, the reason why I'm asking is because sometimes we compare ourselves with, our parents. It's quite funny for me because my mom had my brother at 35 and had me at 42. And I always vowed, I'm like, no, that will never happen to me because of some of the challenges and the complexities between my mom and I and the kind of relationship that we had, we still have. There's a little bit of a disconnect because of the generational gap. And looking at myself now and the fact that I had Lumi at 33, I'm now turning 35. Mm-hmm. Do I have another one? I'll be the same age when my mom had my brother, her firstborn. So when I look at also young people, there's also that kind of a pressure where our parents by the age of 30 had 2.5 kids. They had a house. They were married. They were settled. They could afford the basic necessities. We are a totally different generation. Is it me? Is it because I'm not working harder? So just last words for that person that is in that phase?
It's wonderful if we have someone to compare ourselves with, like a parent, and say, oh, wow, my mom and dad did it this way, and now I'm having my children and I'm living my life. I can guarantee you, if we had to be perfect humans and not compare ourselves to even our parents, we wouldn't have all these concerns and worries.
Yeah.
The only reason we think we're inadequate or at the wrong stage or I should have or oh, I have 2 under 2 or I must have, should have, could have. The only reason we feel that way is because we compare ourselves to so many other people.
Yeah.
I've closed the door to jealousy and noise. I've closed the door to opinions and what I should have done and what I could have done.
Yeah.
And you know what? It takes practice, just like it does practicing to run a race or practicing for a baby.
Yeah.
It takes time, or practicing to learn a new habit. And so if you are in a place where you say, you know what, I'm not even sure if I need to have the next baby. I'm not sure where I am at this age. I'm not sure. Every decision you make, no matter what the decision is, I guarantee you that if you realize that this is the decision that you made, you will find the groundedness in order to move forward because it's a decision that you made and just go with it. Any choice you can reverse. Except parenting.
Yeah, I know. I love that,
If I made a very bad decision in my 30s and I bought a car, I can sell it.
Yes, yeah.
If I didn't buy a house and I'm in my 40s, I still have the opportunity to work towards it. There are no wrong decisions. You decide. But there's one last word that I want to add to that.
Yes.
I think the one thing that became our foundation when deciding those decisions is I love my creator and I love values. And so I think in life, before we make those decisions, it is important to say, who made me? So that I can thank him or her or there or them. And the other wonderful thing is, if I'm making these decisions, what am I basing it on? Am I basing it on honesty, kindness, love, you know? So values is so wonderful because it's the perfect guideline. And holiness is the perfect manual for life because it will help us to thank someone and it will give us purpose. And our values will drive us forward so that we can make all the right decisions. And then no matter what decision you make, I guarantee you, you're going to be just fine.
Oh, what better way to end the show than that? You are going to be just fine. You are not behind. You are exactly where you should be. If there are better decisions that you still want to make, you can still make them. It's never too late. Hi, guys. It's been wonderful. Thank you so much. I appreciate you.
I love you very much.
I love you.
Proud of you.
Oh,
I am so proud of you.
Thank you.
And you are going to do so. If you've done all of this at the age of, up until the age of 34, imagine what she's going to be doing now.
Oh.
After this, guys, I'm so excited. So I'm ready for season 9.
Thank you for that. And I received that prophecy. Thank you very much. Guys, thank you so much for joining us today. This has been Don't Hold Back, where we say it loud in collaboration with DW, Jacaranda FM and East Coast Radio. My name is Nozimela Kamganamayaba. I have been your host. You can catch this episode and many other episodes wherever you watch or listen to your podcast or on YouTube. Until next time, thank you so much for joining us.